Governor Mike Easley on Wednesday declared Spruce Pine a state disaster area to help offset damages caused by a series of fires August 4th and 5th, making the town eligible for financial assistance.
I was first off very happy that we got the federal designation so that the businesses could get the loans they need to really start the rebuilding of the projects. That was the best good news to start with, up to $1.5 million each at a 4% interest loan, up to 30 years. So a lot of the businesses now, the two major buildings that were destroyed, are both planning on rebuilding, and that was great news. Now we've received the state emergency designation. That will reimburse the town of Spruce Pine for all the additional monies they were out over those several days, and it will also replace money for the fire departments that spent quite a bit of money over the several days that they were down here fighting the fire.
State Representative Philip Fry. In their application for the disaster declaration, the town had to document expenses incurred in fighting the fire.
This included expenses by Town of Spruce Pine, our Public Works Department, our Police Department. Also, the Fire Department gave us reports of the amount of equipment they used. There were values established by Emergency Management that we could apply for the number of hours of equipment that was used. At this point, we have documented approximately $40,000 to $41,000 worth of additional expense that were incurred. We're certainly thankful that we were eligible to get this declaration. Thankful for Representative Philip Fry for his help in getting this through, and everyone in emergency management that has helped us in this process.
Richard Knipe is the Spruce Pine town manager. The town qualifies for a Type 1 disaster declaration and is eligible to receive disaster aid to repair and rebuild public structures. To be eligible, damage estimates had to exceed 1% of the town's annual operating budget. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.